Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola head baseball coach Casey Aldrich about the upcoming season.
Talking Indianola baseball, which we're all really excited to hear about, with head coach Casey Aldrich. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Before we start talking baseball, let's get your reactions when you heard that the season was a go and you knew that the guys would be hitting the diamond again soon.
Well, I tell you what, it's been kind of an emotional roller coaster the last couple months. There was a stretch where we didn't think there was a chance that we were going to play, and then we'd get a word that there is a good chance, and then it turns the other way, we're not going to, and then all of a sudden we're at it. So, I mean, it's excitement, especially for the group that we have coming back. We have a fairly large group of seniors this year, so they're excited just to get a chance to get out there and finish their high school career the right way.
Well, talk a little bit about the practices, because there is differences. It's not a normal season by any stretch of the imagination. So not only dealing with the safety, but also getting your guys in shape, getting their arms ready to go. And, you know, baseball is kind of one of those things you can't just jump right into.
Yeah, obviously this year, like you said, it is way different. Our main concern is the safety and that we follow the guidelines set forth by the state and our association. And then again, getting our guys ready to compete. So it's a whole new twist to things, but we gave our guys workouts prior to the start of the season, hoping that they would keep themselves in shape, and most of them did an all right job, but it's still 2 weeks of prep when you're used to 4 months of it. So it's going to be a little bit different how we handle our pitchers that first week or two of games and stuff, just to make sure that they're ready to go. But our guys have been working pretty hard. And like I said, we got a good group of seniors who have been around the park a few times, so they kind of know how to handle it.
Well, and that was my next question, was that group of seniors, you know, a lot of standouts in there. Talk about how, I mean, is your job easier by having those upperclassmen that, you know, can kind of rally the guys around, hey, this is what we need to do. You know, it's obviously not ideal circumstances, but here we are.
Always. When you have a group of seniors, a good group of seniors and a large group who kind of know what to expect from our program and how practices are ran and the expectations, it makes things a lot easier, especially when you have some younger kids we're trying to build up to. So they do a good job, and practice has been going pretty well.
Well, let's talk some personnel. I know you talked about using pitchers quite a bit. Who are you targeting right now in terms of who might see the mound, who might be switching off and on? I know that there are some standouts coming from last year and last year's squad. So who are you thinking right now is going to hit the mound a little bit?
Well, we have a handful of guys who we're expecting to get up on the mound and pitch for us, and some guys that we're hoping that can get in there and eat some innings for us early and throughout the season. So obviously Tyce Johnson is back for us. He pitched quite a few innings for us last year. Gabe Zwanzinger's another one. And then we got some other seniors who will contribute quite a bit. Ethan Ellsworth will see the mound quite a bit for us. Matt McKnight, we're hoping he's kind of fighting an injury bug right now, but hopefully we can get him healthy and on the mound. And then we got some young guys that are going to help us out too. So we got good depth on the mound, I think.
Well, and then at the infield as well, I know Kale Kolarik was a big part of that last year. Tyce Johnson was a big part of that last year. So there is some, I'd say, standout returners coming back. So talk about your infield depth and where that kind of stands right now.
Yeah, we really like our defense right now because, like you said, we have a lot of guys coming back defensively for us. And those two guys are going to be kind of our anchor in the infield. Both of them are going to pitch for us, so they'll have to play a couple different positions for us. And Gabe Zwanzinger's back at first, and we have a couple other guys who will step in when he's pitching. So we have a few younger guys who are looking pretty good who might have to fill a spot too. So we feel pretty good about our defense right now.
Yeah, and then moving on to the outfield, I felt like last year was a pretty good mix between seniors and some underclassmen, and I know that those corner positions aren't always easy to fill. How are the outfield spots looking right now?
Good. We're going to have a couple positions where we're going to have some newbies in there, but again, we got some guys who can run a little bit this year, so that's really nice to have. So especially in the outfield and run down a fly ball for us. Just looking for somebody who gets hot at the plate for us, and that'll be the guy we go with. But we have quite a bit of options in the outfield to look at, so we're excited about that.
All right, and then offensively, where do you think the team stands right now? Again, live pitching is not something you can just simulate, so where do you think the guys are at with the limited prep time?
We spend a big portion of our practice getting cuts. We know that's the area that most people are going to be behind on, so we try to make sure that we spend, like I said, a big portion of practice getting our cuts in. Live pitching's that's a whole different thing. We usually by now they've played 10 spring league games, and we've been allowed to have 3 scrimmages during our 3 weeks of practice, but we can't scrimmage anybody this year. So we've ran 1 inter squad scrimmage, which, and you can tell our hitting's a little bit behind, but like I said, our guys have been around quite a bit. So I think we'll be all right come around next week.
Well, last question before we let you go, Coach, is the mentality coming into this year was, I think, let's build off the momentum last year, you know, winning the conference title, making it to the sub-state final game. Have they continued that on despite kind of the break that you've seen?
Yeah, our expectations are high. Those guys know a conference title this year. There's not a conference title officially up for grabs because of the short season, but we're going to try to have the best record in the conference, and then from there we're going to go into the postseason playing our best baseball. So they kind of know what we have coming back, and that doesn't mean we can't work as hard as we have. So they've been putting in the time, and like I said, their goals are the same as they've always been, playing in the state tournament when the season's over.
Once again, that was head baseball coach Casey Aldridge discussing the upcoming season. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.